Picture an artifact in a museum or a private collection. These items give a sense of forgotten or faraway cultures. But increasingly, countries are demanding that their historical artifacts be returned. They say these are looted treasures or sacred stolen objects. Cambodia and Thailand are currently on the leading edge of these efforts, along with Benin. Joining us now is Tom Mashberg. He's an investigative journalist and contributor to the New York Times. Tom, let's start with Benin. This West African country is trying to reclaim what was stolen by the British a century ago. The campaign was a kind of punishment for resisting British rule. What is happening in Benin today?
Right. So the Benin case is an extraordinary one, and it's really marks an important change in the entire landscape of repatriation. Essentially, in about 1897, what was known as Benin City in present-day Nigeria was punitively looted by British forces and essentially plundered of thousands of cultural treasures, including these metal and ivory sculptures and carvings that are really quite astonishing to look at and that were really important symbols of their culture and the extraordinary history that part of Africa had. So it was a really terrible act of plunder.
And back to these objects then, where did they end up?
Well, a lot of the objects wound up in British museums and Scottish museums as well. Many others wound up in France, in Germany, in American museums, the Smithsonian. They basically were scattered to the four corners of the earth.
And now more than a century later, are we seeing something change? Many of these items returning?
For decades, the museums that held them, major museums, simply refused to acknowledge Africa's claims to them. But because of moral persuasion and public sentiment, and really just the arguments that you couldn't really counter that these did not belong in the hands of these museums, there's been a giant sea change in recent years. And the items are slowly but surely heading back. So we have museums in France, Germany, in Holland, as I mentioned, the Smithsonian, all around the world repatriating these items. And it's a very striking symbol of a broader repatriation movement that we're seeing involving other nations of the world that are now reclaiming heritage that was lost in times of war or looting or colonial oppression.
Tom, tell me more about Cambodia and Thailand. I understand they've upped the pressure in recent years to bring home looted treasures from those countries. What's the situation there?
Thailand is in the midst of a major cooperative effort with the American federal officials from Homeland Security Investigations. They've identified dozens of items in museums throughout the United States that they're saying were objects that were removed unlawfully, either under colonial rule or just plundered because they were in remote areas of the country and couldn't be secured. So the Asian Museum in San Francisco has recently returned a large number of items, and claims are being made for other objects around the country. Cambodia is embarked on a very extraordinary mission to recover what could amount to 1,000 or so antiquities.
Wow.
Antiquities from its Khmer Empire. The temples were looted to an extraordinary extent by opportunists who removed statuary, bronzes, buried treasures of all kinds that belonged to emperors of 1,000 years ago, and traded them overseas to brokers who then put them on the American market. Well, the global market, but to a large degree, the American market.
Now, just taking a step back to understand this process, can you kind of explain, in general, how are these items first found? Who tracks them down and suddenly brings them to the public's attention?
I want to tip my hat to what I call the citizen investigators, who have done painstaking work identifying items that were clearly stolen, but that had made their way onto the antiquities market and were essentially untraced until these people went back in time where they can show quite directly that the item was stolen and that it's the same item.
I can't imagine the sleuthing that goes on.
Exactly, but... right. It's amazing sleuthing work, and it's all done by dedicated people who, you know, they're not paid for this. They do this out of love and admiration. And it's important to remember, too, that many of these objects are not just statuary. They're idols. They're religious symbols. They're imbued with elements of faith and spirituality. So their removal isn't just a kind of, it's not like stealing a purse, you know. It's stealing something of spiritual importance.
Mm. That's Tom Ashberg, investigative journalist and contributor to the New York Times. Tom, thanks for the conversation. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome.